is vowing unprecedented aid to Israel and the Palestinians for a peace deal, trying to bribe them, just like Balak tried to bribe Balaam. Enter into this peace agreement. Look what we're going to do for you. Will Israel rule the new Middle East? Absolutely, ultimately, under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, the Holy One of Israel. In the meantime, there's going to be massive discoveries of oil that will precipitate it. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. Let the joy of the Lord be manifested through your life.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, it's going to be the views of Mike Conley, and we're going to be talking about his book on Amelia Earhart. Now, for those of you who don't remember, back in 1937, Amelia Earhart was taking a trip around the world, flying sea, and suddenly her navigator in a twin-engine plane. And they had suddenly almost completed their tour. They were suddenly moving towards a place in the South Pacific, and the next stop would be Hawaii, when suddenly, of course, word went out that Amelia Earhart didn't land on that island in the South Pacific they were anticipating. And, well, I'm going to let certainly Mike give you the story. Mike, it's a fascinating story. You pick it up.
Well, Amelia Earhart disappeared, and they have been looking for her ever since. And the major conjecture is that she may have been landed on an island controlled by the Japanese at that point. And the Japanese may have captured her. Even though the war had not started with the United States at that point, they would probably have considered her a spy for the U.S. and would have taken her prisoner and possibly executed her. That's one theory. Other theories abound, and one of them is that they somehow got off course and just ran out of fuel and crashed into the ocean. But there is evidence on at least one island that a woman was there at some point. There's evidence that it may have been her plane. And so, you know, it's another one of those conspiracy theories out there, like the Kennedy assassination and that sort of thing, which seem to hold some credence. And so that's, you know, basically the Amelia Earhart story as I know it.
Well, but of course, there's much more to it because there's been an active effort to cover up the truth and all sorts of secrecy about it. And why would they have all sorts of secret files on Amelia Earhart unless there was something to conceal? So you go ahead with the story.
Well, I agree. You know, there's obviously something to conceal there. What it is anybody's guess at this point. The government back then was shrouded in secrecy because of what was happening with the Japanese, the developing animosity between the Japanese and the United States, and the fear that the Japanese were going to take over most of Asia, which they ultimately did. And, you know, it's quite possible, in my view, that Amelia Earhart may have been a pawn in all this. She may have been sent out to survey the Japanese islands, Japanese activity, and may have gotten caught and executed. Well, that's obviously something the United States government was not going to admit, because Amelia Earhart was a very popular figure back then. So, you know, I think that we're dealing with a a situation where you're correct. There was a government cover-up.
But, of course, at one point in your book, you mentioned that she even referred to the fact that she was on some sort of a secret assignment and then insisted that people not talk about that. Is there any truth to that story?
Well, okay, I have not written a book on Amelia Earhart. I have written a number of books, but not on her specifically.
Okay, fine. Well, what books have you written then?
Well, I've written a book about my father's unit during World War II called The Mortarmen, which has recently exploded as an e-book. It's selling about 500 copies a month just on Amazon.
Right.
It deals with the 87th Chemical Mortar Battalion, which fired the big 4.2 mortars, and they landed on the second wave at Utah Beach, and they were in combat for 326 straight days. Battle of the Bulge, Hurricane Forest, and this book contains personal stories as well as accurate accounts of where the individual companies were every day.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I've also written a novel called Amiali, The Story of America.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mike Conley. And we're talking about his books that he's written on basically the background of our Constitution and basically the whole concept that our Bill of Rights, these were inherent rights. These weren't rights that were given to us by government. These were our natural rights. These were the inherent rights of people. And of course, these inherent rights came from God, not specifically stipulated, but everybody at that time understood. Our rights came from God. That's what the Declaration of Independence had said, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men were created equal and were endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And these rights include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their authority from the consent of the governed. Well, certainly, Mike, as you try to get the information out, do people really understand why our form of government is different than other forms of government? And that basically there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to gradually deprive us of all of these rights in the name of fighting the wicked terrorists or whatever it would be. But, of course, as we see this massive expanse of government control and surveillance, total contrary to our concepts of individual freedom under God.
Well, absolutely, and people do not understand that concept. A lot of people don't. There are, of course, people out there, Tea Party members that I speak to and members of other organizations that I speak to, that do understand. But the problem they have is many of their family members and their friends don't have any clue. They're totally clueless when it comes to the Constitution. The idea behind the Constitution was that they had formed the Articles of the Confederation, which had failed. But so they were going to try something entirely new, something had never been done before in the history of the world. They had no idea if it was going to work, but they were going to give it a try. It involved three branches of government, the legislative branch, which is the Congress, the executive branch, which is the president and his appointees, and then the judicial branch, which back then was only the Supreme Court. And these were supposed to balance each other out so that no branch of the government, no individual, no group of individuals became all-powerful. And this was the concept behind it. And then many states and many individuals said, we're not going to vote to adopt the Constitution if you don't put in that Bill of Rights. Because what they were saying is, yes, they were following the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, saying these are God-given rights. You cannot take them away from us. And they put in some things like the Second Amendment, which is not about duck hunting. The Second Amendment is the right to keep and bear arms. It is an individual right. The Supreme Court has twice upheld it as an individual right, and it cannot be taken away from us and should not be taken away from us because it was put in the Constitution because, again, they were trying something entirely different. They did not know if it would work. They did not know if a tyranny was going to emerge, and they wanted the American people to be in the same position they were in as colonists and that they were armed and they could rise up and defend themselves against a tyrannical form of government. Unfortunately, that's what we have right now in this country is a tyrannical form of government. We have a president of the United States who is ignoring the Constitution, who is bypassing Congress, who is destroying the balance of powers, and is ignoring the Bill of Rights, and is trying to impose by executive order, which, by the way, he cannot do. He's trying to impose laws to restrict gun ownership, impose laws to restrict free speech, and all of this is violation of his oath of office. Same oath I took as an army officer, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the oath he took, and most people don't realize there are criminal sanctions in the federal law if you violate that oath of office. If you do anything to denigrate the Constitution or try to destroy it, you can go to jail for a year and be fined up to $10,000. Obama does this on a daily basis. That's why a year ago I wrote an article on my blog called Impeachable Offenses, which basically laid out what Obama had done to that point. Of course, there's been much since then, but laid out what he'd done to violate that oath of office and what I considered impeachable offenses. That thing went viral on the Internet. It's posted on a number of websites. One website, informed me, redflag.com, that since they put that article up, they had 25 million views of that article. So what we're trying to do at the United States Justice Foundation, and people can learn more about us at usjf.net, is we're trying to educate people about the Constitution, about their rights, and how they can defend those rights.
Well, I think it's vitally important, and I think that people really must understand that certainly the government today certainly has a system set up so they can monitor every individual, listen to our telephone calls, and basically, of course, the head of the NSA, a four-star general, went on 60 Minutes and said, "We're not listening to telephone conversations." Ladies and gentlemen, basically, they were listening, at least the FBI was listening, to General Petraeus. He was the director of the CIA, and they were listening to all of his conversations. Did they have a warrant to listen to his conversations? Of course they didn't have a warrant to listen to his conversations. And what, of course, the four-star general, army general, who heads the NSA, didn't bother to tell you is, yes, the NSA does not listen to our telephone conversations. We listen to all the telephone conversations over in Great Britain, and the great people in Great Britain, British intelligence, listens to all the American telephone conversations and records them. That's how they get around, and how he can go on 60 Minutes and say, "We don't listen to your telephone calls, no, but they let the British listen to them," and this is how the whole system works. And basically, it's all in the name of protecting us from terrorism. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly there is no, or very, very little threat of terrorism here in America. In fact, most of the terrorists who've been arrested, 50 or 60 of them have been arrested here and tried for being involved in certainly revolution and terrorist plots were actually planned and funded by the FBI. In other words, they talk people into going along with this to give us the impression there's a real threat from terrorism, and it isn't true. But in so doing, they justify ever more government control and monitoring of the individual. Would that be a fair assessment, do you think, Michael?
Well, there's obviously a lot going on with the NSA, and they are using... my view is, yes, there's a threat. I believe there is a threat of terrorism. We've obviously been attacked in the past, both in this country and outside of the country. But the threat of terrorism is coming from foreign sources. It's not coming, for the most part, from the American people. There are some that are being recruited by terrorists, that are attempting to recruit them. But by the same token, we have a situation where the Obama administration is not interested in monitoring potential Muslim terrorists. He's not interested in monitoring the people that would destroy this country, because he wants to destroy this country. He's interested in monitoring the American people, the patriots out there, the people who will resist his attempts to take over the United States. And that's what he's got in mind. And that's why the NSA abuses are so great, because we have a situation where they're using blanket technology to listen in, or at least gather information on all the conversations of the American people. We know they're monitoring our internet access. They want to know what websites we're looking at. We know these drones that are flying overhead are capable of even tracking our vehicles and where we go. They're capable of listening in on the internet, finding out what emails we're sending and who we're sending them to and what we're saying. All of this is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. While it doesn't specifically say, talk about privacy, it implies it when it says that we are to be protected from illegal and unreasonable searches and seizures. And when they're listening in on our conversations, when they're monitoring our movements, they're doing exactly what the Nazis did in Germany prior to World War II or during World War II, and what the Stalin did in the Soviet Union, and what Castro did in Cuba. This is exactly the same thing. They are monitoring everything we're doing, and that's so they can control us. And here's something I talk about when I make speeches around the country. If you look at the parallels between the Obama administration and Nazi Germany, what did Adolf Hitler do when he became chancellor? And he was elected chancellor. He wanted to consolidate power and turn himself into a dictator. The first thing he did was nationalize the healthcare system, i.e. Obamacare. Same thing Obama did. The feeling was, if you can control the access to healthcare, you can control the people. The second thing he did was to disarm the German people, starting with the military veterans, because he felt like the veterans were a bigger threat to him than anybody else. They were trained. They'd taken an oath of office similar to what we take here in the United States. They took an oath to defend the Constitution of Germany. not an oath of loyalty to Adolf Hitler or anybody else. Obama, through the VA, and we have two lawsuits. One we've already filed, the second we're preparing to file at the United States Justice Foundation. Again, people can go to usjf.net and find out about them, because our veterans are getting letters from the VA saying that we are going to declare you incompetent to handle your own financial affairs because of your mental or physical disability. Now, this includes, could be an arm, loss of an arm or a leg in combat. This could be minor PTSD, minor depression. Some cases, they're declaring veterans incompetent to handle their own financial affairs because they let their spouses pay the bill. And then the letter goes on to say, once we've declared you incompetent, you are going to not be able to own, possess, purchase, or transport a firearm or ammunition. If you do, you're going to be arrested and charged with a felony. Then they're being put on the next list, which is the National Criminalist and Background Check list. They're not able to buy a weapon. They're not able to buy a firearm. So we have 159,000 veterans out there who are on this list so far. 99.9% of them don't belong on the list because they have not committed a felony. They have not been adjudicated to be mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others. In fact, there's been no due process at all in this situation. So we filed a suit against the VA because they refused to answer our Freedom of Information Act request. And that suit is going forward. We're preparing a second one on behalf of veterans because we're getting horror stories all over the place. And if we have veterans out there listening who have gotten this letter or been declared
incompetent. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mike Conley of the U.S. Justice Foundation. Be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Michael is saying that veterans are coming back. They've never seen a psychiatrist, but they're getting these letters saying that they can't have a weapon. Other people, certainly a woman, certainly a widow, whose husband had died, basically got a letter saying she couldn't have a weapon. She said she didn't have to pay the bills. Money was automatically just deducted from her account for all of the various issues. This is the way she set it up to make it easier for herself. They said, well, that made her incompetent to have a weapon. Other people who lived with somebody who'd been declared incompetent by the government have certainly been told that they can't buy a weapon or hold a weapon. And basically, now, Michael is saying that they're doing everything they can to appeal these. Is there any sort of an appeal on this? Or are they going to have to actually have a lawyer and actually take the government to court?
Well, what the government says is that you can appeal it. But here are the catch-22s for them. Number one, you may have to drive 100 miles to get a hearing. And they will appoint somebody from the VA to represent you, which obviously is going to do you very little good. Otherwise, you have to hire your own attorney. But what they're doing even worse is, and we have several cases of this documented at this point, they're telling these veterans, if you appeal, we will see that it takes 1 to 2 years for your appeal to be processed. And during that time, we're going to suspend your benefits. You're not going to be paid your VA benefits. We have one family in Alabama, young soldier, who has PTSD issues, who has been declared incompetent, and no reason for it, never been adjudicated to be mentally ill at all, because PTSD is not considered a mental illness, and yet his family is owed $17,000 at this point by the VA, because he appealed the decision, and the VA has cut off the funding to him, and he basically is having a tough time even putting food on the table for his family. So this is extortion. They're extorting these veterans, and they're telling them, if you appeal, we're going to punish you.
Well, I think that everybody out there and across America is just saying, we're not going to serve in the military. We're going to get our sons out of the military. We're not going to let our sons get in. Because if this is the way they're going to treat our veterans, then, of course, you don't want to be a veteran because this is no longer our army. It is their army. And they have a different agenda. They want to disarm the military as they want to disarm our people. And basically, they're really our people who want a dictatorship. And as certainly Michael has said, this is just how us and the Adolf Hitler started out. The first of all, one of the most important things, what is disarm the people and take the weapons away from the public. Is that right, Michael?
That's correct. That's the whole point of it, because if they're doing this to the VA benefit receivers at this point, to the veterans, what are they going to do next? People that are on Social Security, are they going to be asking them the question? Because a veteran's view of the VA hospital right now, you're going to be asked if you own a firearm. If you go for treatment of a cold, you're going to be asked if you own a firearm. And if you say yes, then they want to know what type of firearm and where do you keep it. And the only recourse the veterans have at this point is what we're doing at the United States Justice Foundation. We filed the one lawsuit. We're preparing a second lawsuit on behalf of all veterans to try to get an injunction to stop this from happening. Here's the deal. We have no intention of charging these veterans or their families one penny. There's no reason for them to have to pay for legal representation here. We're going to do it on their behalf, but it's going to cost probably $500,000. We raise our money to fund these type of lawsuits independently through fundraisers, through people who will donate via our website. So if there's people out there who are willing to donate, and it doesn't matter if it's just $5, go to usjf.net. At the top, you'll get to the homepage. At the top of the homepage, there's a little link that says donate to us, and you can find out how to give us money, either on the Internet, using a credit card, or how to mail us a check.
All right. Now, basically, once again, the address?
USJF.net. That's for United States Justice Foundation, USJF.net.
All right, fine. That's USJF.net, the United States Justice Foundation. And I think this is a good organization. We've certainly worked with them in the past. We think that they're ethical, and they're trying to do what's right for our veterans. Who actually runs the organization? Who's the number one man there?
Well, I'm the number one man at this point.
Okay, fine.
Gary Creep was the... I helped Gary found this organization about 36 years ago.
Okay.
And it has been very successful. Gary was elected judge last year. He ran for 35 years. But he was elected judge of San Diego County. So they contacted me and asked me if I would take over as executive director, because I'd done some consulting work for him. And I said, I was still working on constitutional law with my blog and my radio show. I agreed to do it. So right now I'm the number one guy.
Okay, fine. So our guest then is Michael Conley, and we're here from the United States Justice Foundation. We're going to be back in just a moment or two. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And Michael is just saying how upset the veterans are by this way they're being treated. And basically, of course, the fact that a lot of the veterans are saying they're not going to go to the VA for care because if they go to the VA, one of the things they'll ask them is, do you own a firearm? And they're not going to tell them. It's none of their business whether he owns a firearm or not. And besides that, certainly they're restricting the right of the veterans to have weapons. Why? Because they're people who know how to use weapons. They're people who are suddenly patriotic enough to join our military, because they wanted to defend our country. And the people who are in charge in Washington, D.C. today really do not believe in America. And in fact, they want to use our financial and military power to bring about a world government because their loyalty is not to America, but to this international occult dream of using America's military and financial power to bring about a world authoritarian structure under a ruling elite. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world. It's about time that the military said, we're not going to put up with this, but they're not going to. I'm certain you know they're actually gone in. They've apparently relieved well over 100 military officers of their commissions, and suddenly they're just getting rid of anybody who will not go along with the authoritarian direction that America is moving today. And one of the most important things, disarm our veterans, many who risk their lives, giving their lives for our country. People, 159,000 veterans are on this list, Michael. That's amazing. And we're not hearing about it from all the major media. Is television or radio, regular radio, picking this up? Or is it only the alternative radio that's getting the truth out?
Yeah, exactly. And this is of great concern to us because we need to get the word out to the veterans out there. Because there are many of them who have received these letters or who have found out by trying to purchase a firearm that they're on the list. They never received a letter. They didn't know anything about it. And they don't know where to turn for help. Some of them try to fight it on their own. Some of them try to hire an attorney, but that's very expensive. We need for people to know that we are there for them and that we are going to represent them. We are going to continue this fight until we win it. And, you know, when veterans go to the VA, or young veterans don't want to go to the VA, there's other reasons, too. I talked to a psychiatrist and a psychologist who is an expert on medication. And what they're telling me is that these veterans, many of them out there, are being forced to accept a diagnosis of PTSD, even when they don't feel like they have it. Or if they do have it, it's a minor case of PTSD. They're being forced in two ways. Number one, they're being told, well, if you want your full benefits, you have to accept this. Even, you know, they may have lost an arm or lost a leg, the VA won't put them on 100% disability for something like that, even if they cannot work effectively. And they say you have to have PTSD in there. Well, the veterans don't want that because they don't think they have it. The second problem the veterans have is that if you accept the diagnosis of PTSD, you have to take the medication being prescribed to you by the VA. I was told by this psychologist, who is an expert in medications, by the way, that these medications are probably what is causing the excessive rate of suicide among our active duty military and our veterans. And they're being forced to do this. Then we have in Colorado, a newspaper out in Colorado broke the story that veterans or members of the military are being dishonorably discharged because they have PTSD, and sometimes that can lead them to do something like be late for formation. Well, that's a minor offense in the military. You get KP for that when I was in the military. Now what the VA is doing is you do something like that, and they discharge you dishonorably, which means you cannot have any benefit. So you don't get your benefits. You can't be treated for anything. And, again, this is an all-out war on veterans. Now we have this new budget that's come out, which cuts the benefits to disabled veterans. It doesn't cut the benefits to any other federal employees, most of whom are members of unions that vote for Obama. It doesn't cut the benefits to members of Congress or to Obama or members of the executive staff. Disabled American veterans are losing their benefits under this new budget. Under the sequester, which was agreed to by both Republicans and Democrats, the bulk of the sequester fell on our military, and our veterans. Now, we have 21 million veterans in this country. We all took the same oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Yet, we are being punished for that. We are trained, we are capable, and we are willing to fight for our country. And that's why they have to disarm us. That's the way Adolf Hitler did it. That's the way Stalin did it. And you know, Stan, you mentioned that he is taking out members of the military who think it's going to be a threat to him. That was the third thing that Adolf Hitler did. He went into the military to purge the officers who believed in their oath to defend their country and were not loyal necessarily to Adolf Hitler or anybody else. That's exactly what Obama's doing.
Well, I share your concern. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest. Our guest is Michael Connelly of the United States Justice Foundation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I share Michael's concern by this effort to disarm our military. No reason for it at all. Only there really is a very small group of people in America who want an authoritarian dictatorship, who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government because their loyalty is not to America. And unfortunately, these people are exploiting our veterans. They're sending them overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die. And then when they come back home and they are crippled or injured, why, they're going to take away their weapons. So not only so they cannot defend themselves and their families. And the right to keep and bear arms is one of the inherent rights of the average individual in America. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, this is just one of the things we're working on at the Justice Foundation, but this is one of the most important things, because we're working on cases where people, through politically correctness, are losing their First Amendment rights. We're seeing our Fourth Amendment rights shattered by the NSA spying on us. We're seeing the Tenth Amendment being ignored, and the Tenth Amendment is extremely important because the Tenth Amendment was put in to basically say to the federal government, if you do not have the power granted to you specifically in the Constitution to do something, then that power that stays with the people or with the states. And the Tenth Amendment is extremely important in our fight over this. Obamacare is another area we're fighting in right now. We have filed 4 briefs in courts of appeals and are preparing to file briefs in the Supreme Court on cases involving the HHS mandate, where basically religious institutions and people who of religion, of deep faith-owned businesses are being told that we don't care what you say about freedom of religion. We're going to tell you you have to apply and provide your employees with contraception or with abortion services or both. And people are saying, we can't do that. The Fed and Obama administration is saying you have to. We're involved in a number of lawsuits involving that and other lawsuits involving Obamacare. But when it comes to veterans, it's personal to me. I am a veteran myself. I'm a past commander of an American Legion post in Carrollton, Texas, where we have a number of veterans. I have my oldest son is in Afghanistan. This is tour number 7 for him. He served a total of 97 months since 9/11 in combat. He is going to be spending his 6th Christmas since 9/11 away from home. My youngest son is a Black Hawk pilot. I've written a book about my father's unit during World War II, which has become a bestseller, like I said earlier. And, you know, so this is important to me as a veteran. By the way, another book I've written is called Army Alias, Story of America. And it's available as an ebook also on all the websites. And it's become a big seller. And because I wrote it 25 years ago and shoved it in the drawer and didn't try to get it published till recently when I updated it. And basically, the book deals with a weak president of the United States who is trying to turn this country away from freedom, and a Congress that's letting him do it, the news media that's going along with it. And it deals with a situation where we get so to the point where the Chinese, originally was the Russians, but now it's the Chinese, deals with a situation where we get so to the point where the Chinese originally was the beta version.
The upcoming months, so that people will know that the Democrats are going to go right along with depriving these heroes, certainly of their right to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and their families. Right now, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have a question. Maybe I'm just ignorant of this, but where are the governors of the states wherein these veterans reside? Why aren't they taking their defense?
Okay, fine. What about the governors? Certainly, will any of them have the courage to stand up and say, you're not going to do this in our state?
Well, you know, again, that's the problem we have out there. The politicians are not taking a stand on this. When they've tried in the Senate, it's been defeated. But I frankly don't think a lot of the governors even know about this, because this has not been something that's been widely publicized. We're the first organization to really come out and start talking about it. Even when the Senate was trying to pass legislation, nobody was talking about the legislation. So this is something we need for people to do, is get the word out to the governors and let them know about what we're doing and let them know about what's happening to veterans in their state. Because they could be a strong force in trying to help us out here.
Joe, do you have anything else to ask? Because we're getting a lot of interference on your end of the line.
No, I'm sorry. I'll get away from that interference. Here's the thing. Okay, so the governors then have to be made aware of this. Is there any, some kind of mass information that could go forth from state to state to wake these governors up?
Joe, the thing is, the media is tightly and rigidly controlled in America. Fortunately, we do have alternative radio programs like ourselves and Alex Jones and Joyce and John Loeffler and Noah Hutchings and others out there. But the vast majority, the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, they're all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood, and they're not going to let the American people know the truth. That's why you've got to get other people listening to our programs, the programs of those people involved with this, in trying to get the truth out.
Well, I'll say this on my blog, which is you can access at www.michaelconnelly.com. You can go back and look at the first article I wrote on this in February called This Arming America's Heroes, and there have been subsequent articles. These are the type of things that are being sent out to members of Congress. It stirred up what happened in the Senate, their effort, I think, to try to block this. This needs to go to the governors. This needs to go out to members of state legislatures so that they can realize what's going on and they can step in and try to do something. And, you know, by this happening, we can get more people to help provide us with the funding for the lawsuits, and we can get more veterans involved who need to be represented.
I had to cut Joe off because he was getting all sorts of interference there. I don't know what that is, but when often he's on the line, we get that humming in the background. Now, basically, could you get your blog out once more time? What is your blog? How can people get to your website?
Well, the website for the Justice Foundation is usjf.net. The website for my blog is Michael Connelly, connelly.jigsy.com.
All right, fine. So basically, I think it's vitally important that this information gets out, and I hope that Joe and other people listening to this program will get the information, and then they'll start disseminating it, because we have to use our own facilities to get information out. When, of course, the Brotherhood that controls the media wants to suppress information, they suppress it very efficiently. Now, basically, are you getting certainly a fair amount of coverage on the alternative media?
Yes, we are. Like I said, we're getting quite a bit of coverage. It was on the Drudge Report. It's been all over the place. Redflag.com has run every story I've written, as have other organizations, and they're getting good response. So, yeah, we're getting the word out in the alternative media.
I think that's vitally important. In fact, if you'd send me your articles, I will post that on our website as well, because I think this information is vitally important to get out. Now, basically, suddenly you mentioned you're getting a lot of responses. And do you have any idea how many people are going ordinarily to your website on a monthly basis?
Oh, at the USJF website, .net, USJF.net, we're getting several thousand a day, people coming on, websites where I posted articles or my articles have been posted, like at the redflag.com. They've had up to 25 million on the articles of impeachment. They've had thousands and thousands about the veteran situation. On my personal blog, I've had 635,000 hits at this point on the articles I've written. So we're starting to get the word out.
Because this is the biggest problem right now, is how do we reach the people? I think most people would be incensed to find out how they've been treating our veterans. And I think that most people would certainly be salty behind you, would put pressure on their senators. But as long as people don't understand that their senators are certainly sacrificing principles simply to go along with the political party. And of course, basically, if you are a Democratic senator and you try to fight the system, you won't get reelected. You won't get any money to get reelected. And so basically, they've got to understand they're either not going to get the money to get reelected, and they're not going to get the votes. They better do what's right, and I would hope that many of them would have the courage to do that. Our guest, Michael Conley, with the U.S. Justice Foundation, usjf.net. usjf.net. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Michael Conley. Again, his website is www.usjf, that's for United States Justice Foundation.net, and I think that they're well worthy of your support. They're trying to get the help for the veterans, and veterans need help. independent, you can accomplish very little, but part of an organization that's dedicated to helping and standing behind the veterans, they can accomplish a great deal. Well, of course, this is also the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help so that we can end up the year in the black, and certainly so often we do end up in the red. We have to finance this ourselves. We do not simply take a salary, neither my wife nor myself take a salary or any benefits at all. In fact, we put a great deal of our own money into keeping this program going, but we think it's important that you have an opportunity of getting the information about what's really going on and really understand the fact that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are supernatural forces out there. They're not imaginary. They are really very, very real. And these supernatural forces are working to bring about this one world government using our financial and military power. If you doubt that these are Luciferian organizations, go to the website for the Trilateral Commission, trilateral.org, www.trilateral.org. Look at their logo, 360. Joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. You have to look a little bit to see the three sixes, but if you know they're there, you'll see them. Why would they use that symbol? Well, because I believe at least somebody within the organization worships a different god. And basically, we need to be organized. We need to get the information out. And I do believe Radio Liberty, heard 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, is probably how we do more talk radio than anybody else that I know in the country. And we, quite frankly, need your help to continue doing what we're doing. So if you are in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, and I know a lot of people are having real problems today, why, we ask you, of course, to pray for my ministry, for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection so that we can continue doing what we're doing and where we're being heard, certainly all across America by radio, by shortwave, on the internet, certainly if you have a satellite receiver, you can get us. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can get the 2-hour afternoon program. What a wonderful opportunity. People can hear us on iPhone or iPad. What a wonderful opportunity to reach people with the truth. Basically, if you haven't, of course, heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or my other talk on population control, the secret agenda, you need to get them. We have an excellent 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. He was a Jesuit priest who was a confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII. And his 4-CD set about the satanic influence at the height and the very center of the Vatican is very, very well worthwhile listening to. And then, of course, we hope that many of you want to get our 4-CD set on the secret government, our 4-CD set on secret societies. You want to get my book on Brotherhood of Darkness, and that's enough to those things. But basically, if you'd like to see all the things we have, if you'd like to know, for instance, about magnesium, why suddenly most people are deficient in magnesium, we've got a great 4-CD set simply on magnesium. But they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can go to our webpage, which is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can certainly watch our DVDs there. We have a new section called Other Videos on the Net, and we're posting all sorts of fascinating articles and fascinating DVDs up there. In fact, we're just posting one. I should be up there today, Phil Robertson of the Duck Dynasty, explaining why he does what he does and why he believes. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. We're going to be talking about the economic situation, the financial collapse that many people are feeling is coming next year. Is it coming? I don't know. But I do know an awful lot of people, a lot smarter than I am, are very, very concerned there are going to be some serious financial problems in this coming year, maybe within a matter of just 3 to 6 months. But under any circumstances, Melody, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you give us your impression of what's going on? And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you don't have to be bashful. You can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we're hearing an awful lot of people, very well-rounded and very well-informed people, who really are very, very concerned and share your concern in mind. So what are your thoughts about this coming year?
Well, I think it's going to be a very difficult year. 2013, if I remember correctly, we were predicting the same thing for 2013 for the end of the year. And they've certainly been able to hold off any type and certainly have really created a great illusion that everything is great, everything is going along just fine. But if you really take a hard look at some of the things that they say is good, it really isn't. And I think 2014 will be a difficult year. I'm not quite sure when it'll happen, if it'll be the first quarter, second quarter, or will they manage to keep the system together for the elections, and then after the elections, particularly if Democrats get in there, I think it's going to, it'll be done. If you get all Democrats in there, I believe the first thing they'll do is they'll attempt, at least anyway, to come after weapons, to come after guns. So, and then after that, I believe it's pretty much an unraveling of the system. What I don't think most people understand, and I don't think there's an answer for from anyone, is exactly how things will begin to unravel. I certainly believe that the stock market will fall, but usually even when we saw in 2008, we had some big drops in the stock market. But it does take a little bit of time for things to begin to unwind. So I'm not quite sure if all that we'll see. But I do know a lot of preparation has been taken by various institutions, by banks, to protect themselves. We've seen legislations written. We've seen laws change. We've seen where insurance doesn't apply to the same degree as it once did for the banks and for savings accounts and banking accounts. For banking and saving accounts. So all these changes are signs, signals that something is coming. They're preparing. They are preparing. And unfortunately, a lot of the American people are not.
And I think that they basically are doing everything to tell us everything is fine. Bernanke says, the unemployment rate's down to 7%. Now we can start cutting back certainly on our quantitative easing. We're going to cut back $10 billion. Instead of buying up $85 billion worth of bonds, we're going to buy up only $75 billion worth of bonds. Ladies and gentlemen, that's infinitesimal. We're still going behind over almost $1 trillion a year. Basically, it's only 800, well, let's see, 850, that'll be $850 billion, almost $1 trillion we're going to be going behind. And they're telling us things are getting better. But then if you look at that 7% unemployment rate, there are more and more people who are not working. Why? Because anybody who's been off work for a couple of months, they no longer count as unemployed. And basically, if you look at the unemployed, the underemployed, and those who've given up work, you're already looking at well over 14 or 15%, and they're lying.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
And our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. Now, if you look and listen to what Ben Bernanke is saying, well, he says, well, you know, we don't have that strong recovery of about 2% gross domestic product. And basically, that's better, you know, at least we're growing. But ladies and gentlemen, that 2% of the gross domestic product is really based upon an inflation rate of 2%. If you really look at it objectively, our real inflation rate is about 8%. We're really going behind about at least 4%. We're in a recession, but they're not going to tell you that. And the only thing that is keeping the whole thing from collapsing is, number one, very, very low interest rates. Number two, pouring massive amounts of money into the economy, hoping it's going to stimulate it. And, of course, basically pouring in about almost $1 trillion a year. Basically, the national deficit, we take in about $2.2 trillion from taxation, and we're spending about $3.4 trillion, Sydney. So we're going behind every single year. You can do this for a period of time. At one time, America was the greatest creditor nation in the world. Today, America is the greatest debtor nation in the world, and we're in terrible financial shape. But the media is controlled, and they're simply lying to the American people. We're in a recession. We've never gotten out of a recession. And when they tell you we have a gross domestic product increase of 2%, a year, and then they tell you, of course, we only have 2% inflation. What they're really not telling you is we're really going behind about 4% a year. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
They actually came out and they did revisions on the GDP, and they increased it to, I think it was 4%. And it just, I mean, I don't know how people can't see through these numbers. What they do is if they can't get the right numbers that they want, they just change the formula in which they report. They did it to the GDP. They do it with inflation. They've done it with inflation. So the numbers, and that's why John Williams' numbers are so important, because he's really providing the truth as far as the numbers, the way they should be reported. You just can't change, you just can't change something because you don't like what it produces. So, and that's exactly what they've done. They've changed the numbers. So it's very confusing to a lot of people out there. But you know what? They believe mainstream media. They have to. They have a little bit of faith. If they're running a business, they have to believe that the economy is turning around. They just can't stop doing what they're doing. They have to continue to function, and they have to move on and continue their business and hope for the best. But over the years, I have, you know, with little business that has increased, people have told me, people in business, that their business might have increased, but they're making less money because everything is so, I mean, people will, if they can save a dollar, they'll go elsewhere, and they're doing more work for less money. So it's very difficult for people out there, and they're just holding on to some sort of hope.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I saw that gold was down about $1,200 an ounce this morning. Don't know how it ended the day. Suddenly they're undercutting silver, but these are manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. It is illegal to manipulate the markets, but they let them do that anyway because these are the people who run the government, who own the government, certainly. It's not that certainly the Federal Reserve is a branch of the government. The Federal Reserve controls the government. And you go back and read what suddenly Thomas Jefferson said, you know, if the banks can ever issue money, why, of course, they're going to be able to control our society. And thus, by inflation and then with depression, they're eventually going to take away the property of the people. And that's just exactly what's going on. Go back and read what Thomas Jefferson said 250 years ago about the dangers of the banks being able to issue money. It's not our government issuing money, ladies and gentlemen. The money that's being issued is debt. It's all based upon the debt. And who gets the debt? The banks get the debt. And the banks are a secret cabal working in concert. They're making a lot of money, fabulous profits, at the expense of the American people. And more people are losing their homes, and more people are losing their property, and more people are losing their jobs. And the outlook for the average American is very poor, as long as our government is not run by our elected representatives, but by the banks. What would you say about that? Do you really think the banks are that powerful?
Absolutely, they are. And, of course, this is the 100-year anniversary of the Fed. Today, I believe it was, December 23rd, 1913, where you had Congress pass the legislation creating the Federal Reserve. And, of course, we all know that, you know, who owns and who rules the Federal Reserve and is a private corporation. So, absolutely, they are controlling. When the Fed was created, they knew exactly how long it would take to have the power that they have and the control that they have. And they're very patient people. And I think that's what makes it so difficult when we try to predict when things are going to happen, is we underestimate their power and their ability to keep things going and their patience. And I do believe it is an agenda, whether it started out that way or not, whether they really thought they were trying to do something good. And, of course, when you begin to take us off the gold standard for our monetary policy, there's no accountability anymore. And that's when I believe things sort of, when their true agenda was created and promoted. So in order for anything to change, and, you know, we talked about the gold and silver prices being manipulated, you can't report the numbers that government is reporting when you have high gold prices. You know, people want to know, why are they manipulating gold and silver? Because they still are the barometer of the monetary policy. And when we have high, if gold couldn't be at $1,900, when you have a stock market that is reaching, you know, all 1,000 plus, cool in their little equation. So they must control the price of gold. They must control the interest rates, and they do. You cannot have low interest rates with high gold prices. So this is what they manipulate in order to keep their Ponzi scheme going. It's all based on confidence, and they know this. And it seems so silly in a way, confidence, that's all that keeps the system together. Absolutely. But the U.S. is slowly losing the world's confidence in our banking, in our financial system. You know, you can't be a leader when you're so far in debt. And we've certainly seen various countries and various discussions and comments about how the U.S. dollar is losing its reserve status slowly. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It happens slowly. And it's happening, and the day of reckoning is coming. People will lose. People who are retiring, who have pension funds, retirement accounts, they will lose. There's over $6 trillion sitting there in those accounts. People really believe they're going to walk away with that money. Some might, but unfortunately for most folks, they won't. They'll only walk away with a certain percentage of it.
Well, I think they're going to destroy the value of our currency, at least devalue it. I mean, there are all sorts of stories out there. I don't know whether they're accurate or not. But certainly we do know, for instance, one thing is that there have been certainly legislation considered to force people, the pension funds, that take their investments out of the regular stock market and put them into government bonds where they'll be safe. Because after all, I mean, basically a lot of people would be perhaps investing their pension money in unreliable things, far better to force them to put their money into government bonds where it'll be safe. The only trouble is, of course, they can destroy the value of our government bonds by destroying the value of our currency. Countries throughout the world are turning away from the dollar. China has made it very clear that they don't want any more American dollars. They're trying to get rid of the dollars that they have. Well, about one out of every 10 homes that is sold in America today apparently is being sold to a Chinese investor. They're coming over. They have all the dollars. They want to unload them. So they're buying up buildings here. They're buying up homes. They're buying up businesses in the United States. And just as rapidly as they can, they're getting rid of their dollars because they don't trust the dollar. And I think this is going to gradually increase as suddenly more and more countries now are not using the dollar as a primary means of exchange. The dollar certainly was backed up initially by Saudi Arabia. And you couldn't buy oil from Saudi Arabia without using American dollars. But increasingly, there's a barrier between Americans Saudi Arabia today. And I think that is going down the line. If this really is real and if it persists, why it's going to have a profound impact on the dollar. And I think more and more countries and more people throughout the world are going to begin to want to get out of the dollar because it's being kept up artificially. But I don't know how long it's going to be kept up artificially. And if they ever pull the rug out from underneath it, then all the people in the listening audience who work their whole life to lay aside a nest egg for the retirement are going to find that nest egg has been fairly well destroyed. In fact, there's stories out there that they're going to be simply sometime this coming within the next 3 months, there's going to be some sort of an international meeting where they're going to certainly realign all of the currencies. Have you heard that, Melody? Is there any truth to it?
I don't know if there's truth to it, whether they're going to realign all the currencies or not. I mean, I was always a believer that they're going to have a unit of trade. Countries just manipulate their currencies for trade, and they're going to have to stabilize it. So whether they realign it with some sort of a central basket of currencies to try to eliminate these countries from doing that, so be it. I mean, the U.S. is probably one of the worst offenders of currency manipulation, along with China, and that's the biggest gripe is China. Keeping their currency so low, and it certainly helps their exports and everything. But they could, but I think in order for them to do it, we would have to have some sort of international crisis.
Well, but then an international crisis could come. We don't know what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, but these are uncertain times. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And when we get back, we'll get Melody's address out there. You know how to get in touch with her. And basically, she can tell you what she knows about what's going on. But this is an excellent time to buy gold. It's cheap. Is it going to go down? Who knows? But I tell you one thing. It's going to maintain its value far better than the dollars that you have in the bank, which, of course, can be simply disappear overnight electronically. They're all electronic dollars.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Dan, our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have any concerns or questions about the coming financial collapse here in America, and I'm using that term very accurately because I certainly a number of leading people, of people that multi-billionaires are making these same predictions, and they're anticipating it's coming fairly soon. They don't know exactly when, but they think it'll be coming very, very soon. And when they're really concerned, I think you and I should be concerned as well. Melody, Sydney, would you like to get out your address, your telephone number, or tell people how they can get in touch with you? And once again, if you're out in the listening audience and you have a question for Melody, our number tonight, 1-888 24Liberty. That's 1-888-24Liberty or 464-8295. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and get your information, get your emails and the information you make available to people who are concerned about protecting their lifelong investments?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website, dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver coins.com.
And do you have some sort of a publication or something you put out to keep people advised as to what's really going on?
Yes, we do. We've actually combined forces with some health experts, herbalists, and we joined finances. So on a weekly basis, it's no cost, but they do have to go to the website and sign up. There's no cost for it. And we do send out a weekly newsletter. Articles are written, and certainly of our information of importance is also given out and combined. It's not a real lengthy, not pages and pages and pages, but it'll certainly make folks think about what is happening, and also it's a good information to share to help people understand what's going on.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Jim Rogers, certainly one of my favorite commentators, he's a multi-billionaire. He was for many years associated with George Soros. I think he broke with him because he realized that Soros was a crook. But Jim Rogers lives over in Singapore today, and certainly has his investments throughout the world, and this is what he said recently. You saw what happened in 2008 and 2009, which was worse than the previous economic setback because the debt was much higher. Well, now the debt is staggeringly even much higher than it was in 2007 and 2008. And so the next economic problem will be far worse. Whenever it happens and whatever causes it, it's going to be worse than the past because we have these unbelievable levels of debt and unbelievable levels of money printing all over the world. Be worried and get prepared. Now, it may not happen until 2016 or sometime. I have no idea when it's going to happen, but when it comes, be careful. I think those are rather frightening words from a multi-billionaire, certainly a man who certainly has his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And this was a warning he gave simply within the last few weeks.
I always liked Jimmy Rogers, and certainly he was always a hard commodities person, but you know, he believes and he understands. I mean, here's a world traveler. He understands, you know, the various countries and how they perform and the importance. And certainly debt is the key, debt and a fiat currency. You can't have the debt that we had if we didn't have fiat currency. And it all comes back to our monetary policy. They can't fix anything in this country until they fix that. That's why gold is going to be a player in all of this. We don't know how much, when, and how it will play a part, but it will play the part in this whole financial unraveling. And as we go forward, it's going to become more and more important. Anything is something that's going to be so important, they don't want you to have it. I mean, you know, sometimes when I say these things, I think it's just too simple. It's just too easy to understand. But yet for so many people, it's very difficult to understand.
And I think it's important to understand if you wanted to destroy America, we would destroy our monetary system. And you would certainly destroy the value of the currency that people hold. And that's exactly what they're doing. As long as the Fed can actually create out of absolutely nothing $1 trillion a year, we're up to almost $4 trillion right now, that they've created $4 trillion created out of absolutely nothing, overhanging the market, and looks like it's going to continue for the next three years or the rest of the Obama administration. And by then, of course, we may be so far in debt that nothing will save our monetary system. It will break down. There'll be chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's real. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, our guest this evening, Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, basically, the average individual in America is not hearing what's really going on over in Europe. Apparently, there are all sorts of riots and physical certainly instability in Greece today, and certainly in Italy, all sorts of demonstrations there because, of course, the living standards are going down. The unemployment rate in Greece is 26-27% for the workers, but certainly for the young people, you're talking 50-60% for people, say, 18 to 28, and certainly similar in many of the other countries there in Italy. They're all having difficulty, and even Germany, which traditionally has been able to produce their goods, they're not able to export them and sell them as they have in the past. Certainly Japan right now is doing everything they can to drive down, destroy the value of their currency so that they can sell their products more cheaply throughout the world. And we're letting them do that, trying to get Japan out of the economic contraction it's been in. They've been in the depression for 20 years. But certainly, even with what they're doing, they haven't really been able to solve the problems over there in Japan. But it looks to me like the whole world financial system is beginning to shake and quake. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Absolutely. And this is all based on, Europe recovering. Wasn't that, a month ago, that long? There was talk of, how great Greece is doing. And certainly the bankers are, but certainly the people are not. And so people are, wanting it to stop. They don't want to be driven into poverty. They become accustomed to living a particular lifestyle, and it's disintegrating by no fault of their own. They have no control over it, and they're tired of the government continuing and the wealthy people to strip them of what they, you know, what who works, folks work hard to get somewhere. So certainly we don't see any recoveries around the world. Again, it's all how the news is, how they report stories. You know, everyone knows about the target of credit cards. I mean, how many times over the years have something similar happened to where account Social Security numbers have gone missing, but yet they fail to report it in the same degree as what they are with Target? And, of course, to me, it's timing. It's the Christmas holidays. I don't believe the holiday is going to bring in the numbers that they had hoped. There's been very little discussion on the holiday numbers. They don't even talk about retail numbers. And certainly, it's just another, now they'll be able to say, well, there were so many credit cards stolen, it put people behind and so forth. A small excuse, but certainly something that just adds to their overall picture that they create. Same way when they blame it on weather. Same way they blamed that the shutdown hurt so many areas, and so it hurt so many, it hurts the economy so bad during the government shutdown. Well, it didn't. They revised the GDP, so it couldn't have hurt the economy that much. Even the Federal Reserve came out and said, well, the shutdown didn't hurt the economy. So, again, just a lot of mixed messages. And, of course, that's what you do when you tell lies. You need to create a little bit of, you give a little bit of truth, and you create a lot of lies, give a lot of false truth.
Well, I think the biggest problem that we face here in America is that 20 years ago, America was the largest creditor nation in the world. Today, America is the largest debtor nation in the world, with a real estate debt already about $86 trillion, a figure that can never possibly be paid off. Now they'll admit to $17.3 trillion, and going up certainly $1 billion a month. I should say $100 billion a month, and basically, but there is no cutback at all in sight. The Obama administration, remember, Obama is simply an agent of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. His closest advisor, if you saw 60 Minutes this last weekend, is Susan Rice. Who is Susan Rice? Well, she was formerly the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, but before that, she was a member of the Trilateral Commission. She represents the Trilateral Commission. And certainly when Barack Hussein Obama became president, 11 of the key positions there came from the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission. And Obama is simply their man, exactly as George W. Bush and as Bill Clinton and as George Herbert Walker Bush and even Ronald Reagan. They were all controlled by exactly these same forces working behind the scenes, whose loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. But now they've got America to be the largest debtor nation in the world. And we have a debt, there's no way we can possibly certainly pay it off. We cannot continue certainly with our Social Security and Medicare systems. When they started Medicare, there was one person certainly retired for every 56 people working. Today, there are certainly there are three people working for every one person retired. Before long, there are going to be two people working for one person retired. And before long, there will certainly be one person working for every three people retired. And the whole system is going to collapse. And they know that. And basically, they're just trying to keep it going a little longer. I don't know what they have in mind, but ladies and gentlemen, I enjoy getting my Social Security check. I enjoy getting Medicare. But these things are financially unfeasible. The whole system is coming down, especially with Obamacare. And certainly right now we have 100 million people right now on Medicare and on Medicaid. And certainly with this new Obamacare, I'm sure there'll be another 10 to 20 million people on Medicaid. Heaven help us. Where is the money coming from? Nobody asked that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But there's no better way to destroy a nation if you want to. than to run us into unpayable debt, and eventually where, of course, your government can no longer pay its bills. It is having to rely entirely on borrowed money, and that is just what's happening today. Does anybody seem to understand the enormity of the problem, or this is going to destroy America, Melody?
I don't know. I don't think they see the. I don't think they see it as destroying America. I think they see it as changing America. I think the fundamentals for this country anymore have been so sliced and diced, and people again. We've been. I shouldn't say we, but folks have been changed. They've been conditioned to believe certain things, that certain things are good, and that. We're strong, and they believe that they might see the cracks, and they might see that I don't know how they do it, and maybe they believe that the government will keep things going, and that the government perhaps works to their interest to some degree, that they can't envision that the government would be so against them to create this and this agenda on, you know, that it is a true agenda, that they're doing it intentionally. So no, I don't believe the majority of people see what's going on. When you only have less than 1%, and maybe after 2008, we have an actual 1% of folks of the population that are actually buying gold and silver. Those are the people who understand. I mean, those are the people that understand that something's going on. So it's a tiny, tiny fraction of the population. And certainly last year, I think it was a record year for one-ounce silver eagles being sold. They sold over 42 million. And I do believe that is a record for gold eagles. It didn't beat any records, but it was still up there in the high numbers for the year. So even though they did hit gold and so forth, people did keep buying. And because that 1% understands the, you know, what is going on, and they are concerned about their purchasing power. They are concerned of protecting what they have.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got John calling us from New York. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Madam, if there was a sudden dramatic 90% die-off of the population, that would basically cure all of our economic, or should I say their economic problems, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry, what was your suggestion?
Well, I'm not suggesting anything, but David Rockefeller, I believe, indicated he'd like to see a large percentage of the population die off.
Well, I think that there is certainly an agenda that where they would like to see about 90% of the population gone. And you can see
right.
Anybody who doubts that can certainly go to the Georgia Guidestones, the American Stonehenge, and see the documents there written on these secret, basically, these granite stones. And they were actually erected by a secret society. And you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and where they call upon elimination over 90% of the population of America. And anything else you wanted to say, John, before we let you go?
That's it. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you, Melody.
Thanks, John.
Have a wonderful Christmas, John.
Merry,
remember, of course,
Merry
that terrible things may happen, but God is still in charge.
Merry Christmas.
God bless. Okay, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, I want you to get your website out one more time so the people will know how to get in touch with you. And if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, how can people get in touch with you? What will happen if they do get in touch with you?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. The website is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And, of course, we try to help folks understand what is going on, what is the importance of gold and silver. We also have some very competitive pricing, and there isn't anyone out there that matches our service. We have a wonderful service. We work very hard. We earn our people's business. And we encourage that they give us a call, and we'd be more than helpful to take them through the process and they will understand what coins they're buying, how they'll work in the future, and will eliminate a lot of the misinformation that is out there about gold and silver.
Okay, fine, because Melody's been with us for 8 or 9 years. Certainly, she has an excellent reputation. Or we wouldn't actually have her with us. I can tell you, quite frankly, that we've had several people, even some of them I personally liked personally, but they did not take good care of their customers. And as a result, I just had to tell them we would no longer have them with us. Let's go to Carrie, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Carrie, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was listening to the BBC yesterday night, and it was they do publish that, or they have it on the radio out of Monterey. They were saying that they were still having a lot of unrest in the streets, that a bank was blown up recently over there. And then they said, but you know, and then the commentator goes around and he says, well, you know, but most people come here and say, oh, everybody's just carrying on. Everything is just doing fine. And the tourists are coming and the shops are open. And, you know, more and more people are getting more resilient and entrepreneurship is coming back. And the people have been through this hardship, but there's these radicals that are still out there. But it's like, oh, this is what's going to happen to us. We can all be made over after we've been, you know, drugged down to poverty.
Well, I think I share your concern. I think you're absolutely right. We're not getting the truth. Things are not good in Greece. The people are very, very unhappy. And basically, because Greece is certainly still having to borrow money to keep going, they have this wonderful socialist state providing everything for everybody, mm-hmm. and they said they couldn't afford it. And that's just where we are today.
Yeah, and they talked about that a little, about how now the pensioners don't have any money and people are living, you know, together and through all the hardships, but that the entrepreneurship and things are turning around with that, you know. And basically, we're all, you know, it's the propaganda. It's very clear on the radio. And then the other thing, I just want to wish you all a happy Christmas. And I'm with you. I think the one other thing is just, this is something to throw at Melody. What do you think, Melody? Do you think that maybe it was arranged with the Chinese to reduce the price of silver and gold so they could buy it up?
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think maybe we're actually making it
because it helps them get their money back, because they were going to threatening to blow up the, you know, basically to blow up the whole banking system?
What do you think? Do you think that maybe we're actually helping the Chinese to drain us of gold and silver?
Well, I definitely do. There's always backdoor deals that are done that we'll never know about. I also know that China has rigged in other commodity markets. I know one of my farmer clients told me they did it in soybeans several years ago. They, you know, they'd hammer the price down and then they go in and buy it. So I don't even know if it would be an arrangement with the U.S. or they're just doing it themselves. I mean, they certainly do have a lot of control, and they certainly can do it buying it. So absolutely, I think there's a lot of discussions and backdoor handshaking going on that we'll never know about, but that's very possible. And we always have to remember that the name of the game is confidence, and they need to continue that confidence game, or that their game is over, and it will happen very quickly. And again, countries are losing confidence. Uh-huh. People are slowly losing confidence. Uh-huh. That's why this big illusion has to be created, because it's nothing but a Ponzi scheme, and then there is nothing underneath it. It's just debt. You can't measure wealth by debt. Uh-huh. The only way you can measure wealth is really through gold. Gold is the measure of wealth. It has been. And it always will be.
And that's what the Chinese believe. That's why they're encouraging their population to buy gold. And that is why the Chinese government, they're the largest producer of gold in the world. And not only that, but they're the largest importer of gold. They're building up a vast, certainly, a gold reserve. And I suspect that we have very little gold here in America. I think they're simply lying to us because they will not let us see. Anything else you want to say, Carrie, before I let you?
Yeah, I have one other question. Have you? I've been listening to BBC, and they were saying that there's these online currencies that are just basically like totally bogus. You can buy these shares of this that isn't really money. It's just fake money.
You're talking about Bitcoin, yeah.
But. Yeah, Bitcoin is one of them, yeah, in Singapore. And there was another one, too, a couple of them. And do you think any of those things will really catch hold, or they'll just end up ripping everybody off?
I think they're going to rip up everybody else. What do you think, Melody?
Oh, I mean, I do believe no one knows who even created Bitcoin. It's been used in criminal affairs, I wouldn't try if there's nothing there. I mean, nobody knows what it is, who owns it, what's behind it. I wouldn't touch it. Yeah, so, one of these days it's going to be gone.
It's sort of like the tulips. At one time there's a tulip there, you're getting $10,000 for a tulip bulb.
Okay,
we're out of time. God bless
you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we certainly hope that you enjoyed the Melody Cederstrom. And let me tell you that she's an honest person. I feel very comfortable recommending her to you, and I certainly would not have her on the line if I did not have ultimate confidence in her. So I don't feel embarrassed at all or worried about recommending her services to you. And my suggestion is make your plans accordingly. Something big is coming. Now, our friend Lindsay Williams has made some remarks folks. I haven't had him on the program recently because I don't know whether I certainly want to stand behind this, but he said that the people he talks to have told him that sometime in the next 3 to 6 months, there's going to be a complete realignment of our currencies. There's going to be a weekend meeting, and when Monday comes, you're going to find that the value of your dollar has gone down some 30%, and there's not anything you can do. And basically, of course, nothing will happen initially until suddenly the products are off the shelves. But then things that are coming from other countries will go up and go up rather dramatically. So basically, whether it's true or not, we're going to have to wait and see. But if certainly anything is feasible, we're living in very uncertain times. And our plea to you is make your plans accordingly. Get yourself into a defensive position. Try to get others to do that, because, of course, if this monetary system collapses, and basically when I read what people, the intelligent people are saying, what multi-billionaires are saying, people like Jimmy Rogers, saying be careful, be very careful, because, of course, we have this massive debt, and there's no way that this can ever be paid off. And they're just going to have to simply do away with the monetary system and start in all over again. He certainly is protecting himself. He's moved out of the United States. He has his investments, and I don't know where he has them, but he has them in places where they will be protected. And you must do exactly the same thing. And remember the three rules of investing: diversify, diversify, diversify. And so that's our plea for you, is to begin making your preparations for the very difficult times that I really believe lie ahead. Now, certainly, we hope that many of you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have a new section up there called Other Videos on the Web, and we're posting all sorts of interesting videos and DVDs there, and even articles for you to read and watch. And we hope, of course, that you will actually go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch the DVDs we have posted. You can listen to our program, certainly, live 4 hours a day on the internet, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters, and you can look at the various articles I've written. But what I hope that you'll want to do is go to our new website. It's called Other Videos on the Web, and all sorts of fascinating things there. And we hope that you'll get other people to come to our website and get information, and then you'll tell them about our programs. We do hope, of course, many of you, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will get it. And you'll get other copies and get them out and inexpensive. If you buy them in bulk, why, of course, the price will come down. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll get some of our talks. You can get the Brotherhood of Darkness talk, certainly, and you can actually certainly get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the secret agenda. Well, you need to get our 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, because Malachi Martin was a confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII, and he talks about the satanic forces at work in the Vatican. But the satanic forces are at work every place in our society. If you haven't read Sidney Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, we have a DVD where Constance Cumby goes into the background of that. We have a wonderful DVD with Sidney, Dr. Russell Blaylock, talking about vaccines and disease. And certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Look at the list of our DVDs. If you'd like a catalog, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. And basically, of course, we're not going to be here tomorrow evening. So I want to take this time to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. And please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. Thank you.